Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about bullies. Don't like them. They think mostly of themselves and specialize in looking out for number one and saving number two for the rest of us. Some folks love bullies, especially people with neck tattoos. But the phrase might makes right is wrong. And it's time that we, as a society, smite might. And though Donald Trump claims to revere Ronald Reagan, he acts more like Vladimir Putin. The Russians relate the strength, which is why they never really warmed up to Mikhail Gorbachev, even though the rest of the world thought he was the bee's knees. The conductor of perestroika didn't want to destroy the West. He wanted to embrace it, so his people could have Big Macs and Happy Meals, bars of soap without splinters of bone in them. Can't we all get along? But after the Soviet Union, he was kicked out, and apparently the answer is no, we can't. And Putin is much more Stalin than Gorbachev, being the guy you don't want to mess with, while Obama is the guy you don't want to play backgammon with. That's why Putin is always pulling stunts like riding a wolf bareback shirtless, wrestling sharks and stuff. The guy is 5'7", barely taller than Tom Cruise. The irony is, the rest of the world loves Barack Obama at the same time that Republicans insist on calling him weak. America is tired of fighting all the time. We love it that Obama has kept us out of war. The problem is, he refuses to swagger while doing it. And that's what this country really wants, a bullying pacifist. Somebody with Jimmy Carter's policies while wearing Ronald Reagan's hair. And that's the only thing that Trump shares with Reagan. Gravity-defying hair whose color is a little on the suspect side. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.